somebody is ripping off our phone scams, and it's time now for that somebody to have to own up to it and be able to give retribution. I mean, there needs to be retribution.
Oh, yeah. We need answers. Are you going to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
We need answers because we found out that another radio station was not just taking our phone scam ideas. That's happened plenty of times. But now, this station in particular took the actual phone scam right off our CD and played it on their own radio station and then, you know, just chopped off the beginning and the end where we say Mojo in the Morning. And they gave me a different name to try and get away with it, like we wouldn't notice. It's my voice.
Okay, now let's say who the station is, okay? And we're going to try to call. We actually finagled through some of our radio friends to get their hotline, their inside private line, into the studio so that we didn't have to wait through all the request line numbers. The radio station is actually a Los Angeles radio station. It is Kiss FM in Los Angeles. The morning show host is a guy who you may know if you listen to this radio station on the weekends, a guy by the name of Rick Dees. He does the weekly top 40 countdown on our station.
Actually, thought he was our friend.
Maybe not for long, be honest with you, after this whole thing. But we had a listener that called us up that was recently in Los Angeles. And when they were there, they heard Spike on Kiss FM, but they heard Rick Dees calling him a different name. And luckily enough, they had an ability to get us a copy of this. And take a listen. This is Rick Dees.
He calls me Martine, and he pretends that I work for the station.
And this is
shocking. I mean, this is a big morning show. Los Angeles, Rick Dees. He's
the highest paid radio personality right now in the country. This guy's making millions of dollars a year. This guy is going to have to tell us exactly why he's doing this and also own up to it and give us something for it. But listen to this. This is one of the most famous phone scams that we've done, where we called that girl up that didn't know anything about cars to tell her we were calling from the car company. Take a listen to this.
This is it.
Hello?
Hi, is Michelle the there, please?
This is her.
Okay, now, this is Martine moving in for the kill. While Chris does the research, I thought they would be board certified for candid phone.
Hi, Michelle. Alan's here from Auto Care.
Hi, Alan.
Hi. Looking at your car, you brought it in for an alignment and a tune-up.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we found a few more problems here. A little, you know, just,
oh, you did?
Yeah, preventive maintenance.
Okay.
Just make sure you want these done. First of all, the headlights.
The headlights?
Yeah, the headlight fluid's a little low. We're going to need to top that off.
Oh, okay, it is.
And
right.
That'll probably be about, halogen fluid or the regular fluid?
How much do they run?
Well, it's about $10 or $30. It's a question of quality, really. I mean, I wouldn't skip out. I'd go with the halogen.
The halogen is better?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said that was about $30?
Yeah.
Each
headlight.
Each headlight?
Yes.
Oh, so $60.
Yeah.
All right, we can go ahead and do that.
Okay, I'll mark that off. Good call, Michelle. Tires, I don't even know how this happened. This is weird. Somehow the left tires got on the right, and the right tires got on the left. So you want us to switch those back around for you?
Yeah, is that dangerous?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be driving. I mean, be thankful the front weren't on the back, and the back weren't on the front. That could cause a real headache.
Oh, gosh. But,
You guys.
Funny.
I'm looking for people on the staff to, you know, because this means extra money.
Yeah.
I mean, if it gets on the air, as you know, these guys become performers,
yeah,
and they get paid. Hold on a second. The transmission's being changed now.
Well, there's one last thing.
Okay.
And this is purely cosmetic, but we noticed when we were in servicing your car, the cigarette lighter was missing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we could throw that in. No charge, we could throw that in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you want that.
Sure.
That'll just be $70 installation, but we won't.
The stars come out.
I can't even listen anymore to that. It's Rick Dees taking our phone scam and literally running it on the air. That was Spike in the phone scam that we've done probably over a year ago.
About a year and a half ago, yeah.
And
here's Martine going in for the kill.
It was
totally just taking it as their own.
I don't know if he stole it off our website or if he actually got a copy of our phone scam CD that had that on it.
Well, if he did get a copy of the phone scam CD, he knows that on there it's got a copyright that says you cannot run something on there for and rebroadcast it. We do that specifically for instances like this.
Well, he knows even without that law in effect that it's illegal for you to play one radio station on another radio station.
Well, and plus, Rick Dees, who does mornings in Los Angeles, by running Spike's phone scam, he said that he was going to pay the people that, you know, can do these for him.
Right.
He he was going to pay the money. Have you seen any money?
I have not seen any money. Are you kidding me? It sounds like he's trying to play it off like it's some new little staffer on the show or something, you know, an assistant or an intern or somebody doing the scam. He's calling me Martine, and he's pretending he's talking to somebody in the studio like I'm in the studio with him.
Hey, Rick Dees just walked in the studio with us right now. Rick Dees, you want to say anything?
What's going on? You guys talking about me? What's happening?
So good.
It's so good to be in Detroit.
Eric, you're going to love this because you've been doing Rick Dees' voice for so long. We're going to call the real Rick Dees, and I want to find out. This guy's making millions.
He's a professional. He should know better.
By stealing other people's stuff. I bought a new house, and I'm just trying to make sure I can get the mortgage payments taken care of.
if the name means anything to you, you remember the song Disco Duck back in the old days, like the 70s?
That's right. Sure.
This is the guy that put that song together. So he's got money. All right, so we're going to dial up right now. This is the inside private line at Kiss FM for Rick Dees in Los Angeles, and it's pretty early out there, who was caught red-handed stealing our scams. It's 8:46 now, channel 955.
This could get good.
And it feels good to feel good.
Come on, pick up.
Hello?
Hi, looking to talk to Rick, please.
Who's this?
This is Mojo. We're live on the air right now in Detroit.
Hey, buddy, let me get your number. He'll call you back.
Is there a way we could talk to him? Is he going to go into a commercial set soon, or... We just want to grab 2 minutes with him.
What do you need? Tell me what you're looking for.
We're live on the air now. We're hoping he's talking.
Yeah, we're live on the air right now. We just want to tell him that we're holding his show ransom until he picks us up. So until we get him on the phone, his Saturday show will not run. So hopefully before Saturday morning, he picks up the phone.
Okay, hold on.
For terrific Easter savings and save on green Cheez-Its grapes to 67 cents a pound. Also, pick up C&H granulated sugar, 5 pounds, just $1.49.
Mr. Dees, we need to talk to you.
Seems like a very honest kind of guy.
Did somebody talk to Dom? And did Domino RPD say that we will not run his show until he picks up this phone?
Yes.
I heard.
You did agree to that?
Holding it ransom.
Okay.
Just for Easter.
We will not run the Rick Dees weekly top 40 countdown.
Hello?
Yes. Rick Dees!
Is this, who is this?
It's Mojo and Spike, Sarah, Chad, and Eric. We're on in Detroit right now.
Well, hi, Mojo and Spike. It's a pleasure to be on in Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rick, we're holding your show ransom, and we're glad that you picked up, because now we can actually let your show go. we can actually run it now on Saturday.
Thank you so much. I love Detroit. In fact, I was just there this past spring.
Yeah.
And
Rick, we know that you got to go back on the air here pretty soon, but we got a bone to pick with you, Rick.
No, please go ahead, start picking.
one of our listeners was out in Los Angeles and heard you and your show and heard us on your show.
You're on my show?
And did not hear you mention us or say anything about us.
Exactly.
And we need answers why we haven't seen money.
I insist that you sue me. Because I always say when you've stolen from me, you've stolen twice. Let me just go on record and say I intend to steal as much of your stuff as possible and take full credit for it.
Wow.
I'm lost. I don't understand.
And I'm taping the girl's voice. I'm going to use her as my newscaster.
Rick, hold on. Rick.
Please do so.
Rick,
please continue to do as many. They're called candid phones so I can steal it a little more easily.
Rick, you make millions of dollars compared to the $20,000.
Let me say it again. I intend to steal all of your show.
Come on, Rick.
And take full credit for it. You won't hear your names. In fact, you're going to be so irritated with me, but I'm going to continue. In fact, I stole the first hour of your show today, and it's my show today.
Come on, Rick.
What I'm going to do for the countdown is I'm just going to substitute your voices for the countdown, and I'm just going to do the numbers.
Now you're making a big joke about this.
Don't Rick Dees us, Rick. We want answers here. Don't give us the Rick Dees.
I'm taping you now and using it as a candid phone on my own show today, and then it's going to run in Detroit on Sunday and Monday.
He's trying to Rick Dees his way out of this now.
Come on, Rick, we need answers here.
I'm giving you answers. I stole your stuff. I put it on. I intend to do it as often as possible, but you're not doing enough of them. I don't have one for Wednesday next week.
Are you going to keep calling Spike Martine?
No, what do you have? I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, are you going to keep calling Spike Martine?
See, that's what hurt my feelings is you didn't even use my name. You used a different name.
No, Martine. Spike, it's a changeable name. His name really isn't Spike anyway. So
that's true.
I figured we'd just go ahead and do it. But now, what do you have planned on Wednesday? Because I want to steal something really good.
Rick, we want you to know we're very flattered. I mean, obviously.
No, thank you. This is very important that you hear this, okay?
What's
now,
that?
All of you listen.
You bastard.
He hung up on us.
You bastard.
He hung up
Rick
on
Dees.
I believe.
You believe this? We got hung up by my Rick Dees.
That was not a classy way to handle things.
Somebody call Domino right now and see if we drop his show. Can we drop his show on Saturdays?
He played my phone scam on the air and announced that anyone who gets their scam played on the air gets paid. Now I need to get my money.
Is there a lawyer that will represent us in a lawsuit against?
Well, he was asking for us to sue.
I think that's what we do. I think that we need to, you know, bring litigation against Rick Dees and...
Well, we already have him confessing.
Right. Know? I mean, he's pretty honest about it. You know what I mean?
He wants more.
Can we call him back?
You know what? I don't know. Hold on. Let's take a break here. We'll be right back.
I'd like to promote my new show. It's Kinko in the Weekly Top 40 this Saturday.
What a thrill to be in Detroit this weekend. It's Rick Dees. Back to the countdown.